Here again, you guys get a lot of points on the board, lots of things that you want to look at, and again, a lot of guys are getting out there. We did score some points, but what kind of grade would you give your guys tonight?
I don't know. It was I thought we had a pretty good performance. I think it's another good chance to get everybody out, get a lot of guys a chance to play. I guess we're moving the ball pretty good, shooting it pretty good, taking it to the basket strong, and I guess as long I feel like if we score 97 or whatever we scored tonight, and I think we've scored up around 90 in all the games, we ought to have an awfully good chance to win. But there's probably also going to come a time that the defenders are a little tougher and the rebounding's a little tougher, and we're going to have to be a little stronger on the defensive end. And even I don't know that we had a great amount of turnovers. In fact, at the half, I think we only had six if we talked about it, but two or three of them are just silly. You know what I mean? As far as not taking care of the ball when we rebound it and outletting it out of bounds. I think we did that three times tonight. We got the defensive rebound and lost it within 2 seconds. So there's a lot of things to clean up, but we're proud of the guys, the effort they're putting out, and they're playing well together. And we think we're going to keep getting better. We're playing a ton of freshmen and a ton of first-time guys in this building and at this school. So we're just going to have to keep working and be a work in progress as we go.
Even though that there wasn't a lot of people here tonight, there was a good crowd. It wasn't bad. But playing at home, were the nerves a little bit of that, you think, for the guys right off the start? Or was it just the fact that they wanted to play so well when they open up wide at home?
I think it was probably, more than nerves. I think it's maybe wanting to impress. And, it's like a lot of things. If you, I guess as we learn as older people, if you go through the process and you work hard at things and carry out your assignments, really good things will happen. And, it may not happen in the first minute. It may happen in the 14th minute or the 26th minute or whatever. And we're trying to make it all happen in the first minute, and that kind of thing. So, I thought, it was fine. We had, like I said, we lost the ball. I know I took a timeout at 4-1. A minute and a half into the game, because we'd lost the ball twice just rushing, trying to be spectacular and get out in a big hurry. And, the game's going to last 40 minutes, so there's going to be plenty of time to take care of those kind of things. But, I thought we made a nice adjustment. We fouled, the fouling thing. We had Frank and Ruben both get fouls in the first 2 minutes of the game. Well, those are guys we need on the court a lot of time during the game. And if they are going to get two fouls in the first 3 minutes, that makes us play 17 minutes without them. And that's the recipe for us not being as good as we can be. So, we're trying to learn a few lessons as we go and learn the way that the game's supposed to be played.
Aside from those things right there, as you put the different guys on the floor at different points of either half, are you getting a feel for a chemistry of a different group each time?
You hope that whatever five you throw out there will stir it up and be pretty good out of that first 10 or 11. I think you see some combinations that work and maybe some that don't work. When you get our team's a little bit different than everybody else as far as his size and speed. So sometimes it may be important to have a certain group in there with him to especially against a smaller lineup, to protect him a little bit. And we're learning some different combinations. There may be times when we need Terry and Frank both in there together. We're playing them mostly alternating them at the point guard right now. But I think there's times that they could play together and be successful. So we're just going to have to learn those things as we go.
Absolutely. And, of course, the scoring, as you mentioned, that you've got guys that can really knock it down from long range. And Chris Hall is one of those guys. He really had another nice night tonight. I think he's up there around 23, 24 points in the game. I haven't actually looked at it exactly here yet or added that up. But, this may not have been one of the better nights for Reuben King in scoring. He ended up with 10 points, according to my unofficial tally there. But everybody else involved, it seemed like that because foul trouble, Mike Chandler was not able to score. But, boy, I tell you what, going to have him involved. A couple of nice alley-oop shots there late in the ball game, but he's going to have to be able to get in a score as well as Joey Bondo.
Yeah, Mike got taken out of the game a little bit with fouls. Just same thing I just said. He came in and played 2 or 3 minutes and had two fouls. And maybe in this game we could go ahead and just play. But I think, again, these games are learning lessons of how you've got to play. And to be honest, I don't recall his first foul. His second foul was an aggressive rebounding foul. They called him over the back, which, like I told him at halftime, I want him to stay aggressive and get after those things. I think the first one might have been a reach around that was a little silly. So, you got to learn how to manage things. So he probably had a subpar night that was based partly on foul trouble and not getting into the game. He showed his athleticism late when he got back in there. And, Joe did it. I thought Joe had a good game tonight. I don't know exactly what the numbers say, but I thought besides whatever the points and rebounds say, I thought he tipped several balls loose and made several good plays that way. And, you know, Chris, obviously, it was a game that we might have won several different ways, but if you were going to pick a key, it was Chris's shooting, getting us out of the gate and getting us some separation.
Absolutely did. Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to have a great defensive effort on Friday night and Saturday as well coming up, because you got two pretty good shooting teams coming in here, and especially Kingdom Prep. These guys like to really light it up from everywhere on the floor.
I'd say Friday night, if people like fast-paced basketball and a lot of points, that would be the night to be here. And maybe a lot of nights like that to be here. Hopefully it's us that's doing the scoring and the running and everything else, but their record indicates that they come in with 100 points in mind, that's what they're going to attack. And, you know, I thought even the team tonight was a good preparation for us, and that they pushed the ball down the court with different guys handling it. And, you know, you get used to sometimes the point guard's got the ball in his hand and your point guard stops him, and that lets you build your defense. Tonight this team had a lot of different guys pushing it up, so it was good practice. I think Kingdom Prep may do a little bit of that, and they got a really big-time three-point shooter. He hit 8 threes in their first game. I think he's signing with Tulsa early. And, you know, a couple other 6'5", 6'6", athletes that can play in or out. And, you know, they're going to give us everything we want on Friday night.
Coach, you're 3-0. Thanks for the comments here.
Thank you. It's good to be 3-0.
All right. Coach Rand Chappell talking to us here in our postgame wrap-up. And, of course, the win here for them, 97-65 over the Tabor College JV.